O Lord, may we indeed hail you as our King this day and forever. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's the third time this morning I've heard that scripture, and it still seems strange to me that we here on Christ the King Sunday hit the story of Jesus' crucifixion. And yet, it makes perfect sense because it pulls together the most important things for us to remember about what kind of King our Lord really is. And I loved this commentary from Caroline Lewis. She notes, first of all, in Jesus we have a King who is crucified, then a King who forgives the very people who secured his death, then a King who, while hanging on the cross, grants salvation to the criminal on the cross next to him. And fourth, we have a King who brings the condemned into paradise with him, rather than bringing upon them further condemnation. And then she states, this is no king that is recognizable in our world today. Methinks she has a point. You know, I think that Jesus did not seem to amass power for himself the way that we tend, I think, to see and sometimes to assume that leaders who are effective must do for themselves. Rather, notice he focuses his power upon us, and his kingdom upon us. He saves us from our worst and from the worst that can befall us, which all unto itself is glorious. And then, as if that's not enough, then he pours his spirit and his power out upon us so that truly we are charged to be his voice in the world. We are charged to be his arms of love and grace and forgiveness. We are to be his spirit of imagination and adventure. We are his body. We become him. And you know, you and I probably would not be sitting here this day if it hadn't been for the generations from the time he ascended into heaven on, who told his story, who became his arms of love and grace and power, who embodied him. If they hadn't been doing that through all of these generations, it's doubtful we would be here. And yet they have done that. And so you and I continue to do that with everything that we can because he empowers us to do it. And I tell you with great joy and a great sense of conviction that that kind of incarnation is happening every single day at our school. It's also a brilliant thing. I take no credit for this. Caroline and John thought this up together, that this would be the day we'd celebrate Episcopal School Sunday and celebrate our own school. And it is brilliant because you will get a chance to see visually up here in just a minute how every day 156 children in this school come to this place and discover anew, one, that there is a God who loves and forgives them, and two, that they are challenged to find the ways, given their unique gifts and abilities, that they can be Christ's presence in the world, or God's presence if they be of another faith tradition. It is extraordinary how this happens. It is extraordinary that we have such a talented faculty and administrators, and we have a head of school that seems to me to continue to work at positioning the school for every possible new kind of strength and blessing upon what we already have. I want to tell you just one thing about what I love. Every day, kindergarten through eighth graders, about 100 and something of them, meet here, right here, with their teachers. And we have chapel first thing in the morning, 8 to 8:20 a.m., every day of the week. Father McDuffie leads about one time a week as well. But it is a way of remembering, reminding ourselves of who we are and who, to whom we belong. We pray every day, but beginning and end of chapel. Sometimes, though, the whole focus is on prayer. And I will give them, they're called chapel tubs, post-it notes and pencils. They write out their prayers. Sometimes I ask them about a particular thing. Pray for what you're most grateful for today. And sometimes also pray for whatever is the deepest desire in your hearts today. And then they go and post their post-it notes on these posters. And it's a wonderfully visual way for them and all of us to see what it is like when God's people pray together as a community. I wanted to share with you a few of what they have written down across 10 years that I've been here. Just a few. But this one I think may have come with the expression of gratitude. Thank you for my wonderful life. Then, I pray for tears to be dried, songs to be sung, and prayers to be heard. Then, greatness of mind, hear this. I pray for the troops serving abroad and for tranquility in the Middle East. Then, dear Lord, protect me from evil, but do so in a way that I may learn to protect myself in the future. Amen. Isn't that amazing? This child wants God to deepen his or her capacity to be able to recognize and discern good from evil, and then how to protect himself from evil. Building character, building faith in him. And then this one to me maybe encapsulates what we all deeply wish for the most for our children. I pray that I can be the person you want me to be. I tell you, in a time when character and developing integrity is becoming more and more rare, it is happening here in this place because of your support and because of those who have carried the school and supported it and been part of it for 50 years. It happens here every day, 5 days a week. It is one of the most amazing ministries that we support, and it's so amazing that it is who we are. And may we never take it for granted, and may we do everything we can to that it may continue to flourish. Now, you'll get to see the school in action. You'll hear from some parents and a few faculty members. And then we get to hear from Dr. Chapin, our head of school. So, enjoy. Come taste. Get a taste of CES. Yes, friends, this is a good time to come down. So you will get to enjoy this too. It's a brand new video.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Aren't those beautiful children? I love watching it. I love it. I love those kids. Thank you very much for having this time together this morning. I spoke at the 7:45 and at the 9 o'clock service, and it's just such a blessing to be here, and I appreciate to have the time to thank you really for the good work that you do and the way you are changing the world through Christ Episcopal School. This year is the 50th anniversary of the school. Christ Episcopal School, as it is known today, started in September 1966. However, its roots actually go back to 1947, when the Christ Episcopal Nursery School was housed here down in the dining hall of the church. But as the church parish grew and the school grew, you added the building in the back and we started adding grades. The first graduating class, eighth grade class, was in 1975. But back in 1966, there was really very little money to buy furniture or other supplies for the schools, but you all were committed to it. And Ann Getzenberger, who was the school secretary at the time, organized a caravan of parents with station wagons who bought student desks and chairs at a junkyard in Woodbine, Maryland. They were 50 cents apiece. The church secretary, Betty Diamond, knew of a government surplus station where teacher desks and supplies could be purchased at a reasonable price. So Mrs. Diamond, your own church secretary, and a friend of hers rented a truck. These two women went up to the surplus station and loaded up everything they could. And when they returned to CES, Mrs. Jenna, a well-loved teacher, had punch, apple pie, and ice cream waiting for them. So even in 1966, the warm hospitality that Christ Church is known for was alive and well. From these humble beginnings, Christ Episcopal School has become a well-known and well-respected school for 2-year-old children through 8th grade students. Our graduates are known for being kind, self-confident young men and women who are prepared for a rigorous high school academic program. As Mrs. Janet Gerber, our director of admission, and I go around to other schools and high schools in particular, what they say over and over again is CES students, not only are they well prepared and they go into honors level courses, they say they are the nicest kids. They are just really nice kids, and they have a sense of the importance of giving back to the community. So even as ninth graders, they jump right into sports programs and theater and clubs, and they become leaders in doing outreach projects outside even of the walls of the school. If you consider that CES has averaged around 150 students every year since 1966, and you think about the fact that each of those students had two parents, and we'll say an average of one sibling, and also consider the teachers and staff and administration who have been through this school in the last 50 years, Christ Church, through its school, has touched tens of thousands of people. You've had a major impact on the lives of so many people. On September 22nd of this year, I had the privilege of celebrating the 50th anniversary of the school through a special chapel service. It was at 10 o'clock in the morning. Cindy Simpson and Bishop Marianne Buddy presided over the service. And for those of you who are here, you noticed what you felt. What a remarkable service it was. There were many faculty, former faculty, and staff members who attended. We invited them to join us in the opening procession. So the current faculty staff and the former faculty and staff processed in with us. There were also many CES alumni present. We had probably the tallest CES alumni student serving as crucifer as we ever had, 30-year-old man who remembered doing it here as a student and had a wonderful time. This church, this space in particular, and this school is so precious to them. We had a former music teacher who's getting advanced in years and is not in great health. She was here for, I think it was 30-something years. She accompanied the student singing All Things Bright and Beautiful, which has been the CES school song. And she came, and when she came to rehearse for the song, I went over and gave her a big hug and told her how happy I was she was here. And she said, "Caroline, I just wanted to come back to this place and play that song one more time for Christ Episcopal School students." And she wept. You are having a transformational impact on people's lives. Christ Church Rockville states on its website, and I'm going to quote it to you. I don't know whether you've gone on that website and read it, but this is your vision. "Our vision is to serve and glorify God as a community in Christ, embrace and impart the teachings of Jesus, affirm the Anglican liturgical tradition, share God's abundance and grace, and be culturally diverse, dynamic, and welcoming to all. We celebrate our strong sense of family as a multi-generational manifestation of Christ. We are a family who practices Christ's unconditional love by accepting, supporting, and challenging one another. We seek involvement from our whole community, and no one is excluded from participation due to their circumstances in life." End quote. I am here to tell you that Christ Episcopal School is a further manifestation of the realization of your vision. Though we do not see our role as one in which we are called to convert our students or their families to Christianity, I can tell you that we work hard every day to model Christ's love in all that we do. We are unapologetically Christian and Episcopalian. We celebrate the Eucharist 5 times a year, where every single child comes to this altar and receives the elements or a blessing. We teach the Christian values of love, compassion, empathy, respect, forgiveness, and restoration. And as I said earlier in the morning, the forgiveness and restoration part, yeah, we're doing that a lot all day long. How to do it, how to receive it. We embrace diversity of all kinds and encourage loving acceptance of differences of thoughts and beliefs as an opportunity for reaching deeper understanding and compassion for all of God's people. The characters and spirits of the children whom we serve are equally important as their intellects. Christ Church is doing important godly work every day. I hope you gained a sense of that in the video. Please know that you are welcome to visit any time. I would love to have you. I think you will see this space alive in a way that you can't know and appreciate really on a Sunday morning. I believe that you would, like many prospective families, have a sense of how good the place feels, and that is often what they say. This feels so good. These children are so happy and so relaxed. I like the way it feels. And what I know is that what they are feeling is God's Spirit here. I believe that Christ Church has been like the servants in the parable in the Gospel of Matthew. You remember the master gives three of his servants various number of bags of gold to take care of in his absence. Two of the servants use them to increase their value. When the master returns and sees what they have accomplished, he says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness, for whoever has will be given more, and they will have in abundance." Christ Church had so little when it started the school, but they were bags of gold and 50-cent student desks and 50-cent chairs, and you have reaped an abundance. I thank you for that. I hope that we will continue to use what God has given us and reap a great abundance through Christ Episcopal School, who is indebted to you for your love and support. Thank you for having me this morning and for having our children at the 9 o'clock service. This is a great place to be.